Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran. Recite audibly when there is no possibility of others being inconvenienced. When it comes to recitation of the glorious Quran, if there are no other factors involved, then instead of reciting silently, it is better to recite with a bit of audibility. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think you will enter Jannah when the likes of that which came to the people before you has not come to you yet? Difficulty and severity afflicted them, and they were shaken to the extent that the Rasul, the Messenger, and those who had accepted Iman with him said that when is the help of Allah coming? Listen carefully. Definitely the help of Allah is close. Now this verse was actually revealed after an incident. And what was the incident? In the era of Makkah Mukarramah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were in a position of weakness, as we know. And after some time, the torture and the difficulties and the inconvenience from the mushrikeen increased as time passed. So a time came when a group of Sahaba, they had enough. They thought to themselves that we can't bear anymore. So out of this fear that, you know, what if we leave our iman, we can't bear anymore. They went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they pleaded that, where is the help of Allah? When is the help of Allah coming? Because we don't think we have much more patience. So they came with this plea, you can say, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, you know, ask Allah to send his help quickly. So in response, this verse was revealed, where Allah Ta'ala said that, do you think you're going to enter Jannah whereas that difficulty and those adversities which came on the people before you who accepted Iman hasn't come on you yet? And that the Quran doesn't go into detail. It just says that the adversity was such that severity, difficulty came upon them and they were shaken. Shaken to the extent that it was so difficult that even the Messenger of Allah, along with the mu'minin, they started saying, when is the help of Allah coming? Meaning, oh Allah, send your help quickly. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself mentioned some examples. He said that in the people of the past, there were people that because of them having accepted Iman, they were placed on the floor and they were sawn in half. They were sawn in half. But that didn't stop them from the Iman. So this verse is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that if you you have accepted Iman, you have Iman, and you expect that no difficulty is going to come upon you, no one is going to oppose you, take that thought out of your mind. Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh commentating on this verse, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests each person according to his capability. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Iman was of a very high level. So accordingly, Allah Ta'ala tested them. And we people are weak. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't test us to that same level. But this much test, in light of the verse, we understand that this level of test every person will have. That sooner or later, somewhere in regards to deen, someone will oppose him. Sooner or later, somewhere in regards to deen, someone will oppose him. Maybe someone will say a few comments. Maybe someone will laugh at him that he is in Islamic clothing or he has a beard or something else. Maybe some people will look at him strangely. But this verse is telling us that you and I who have Iman and whose goal is to please Allah Ta'ala, we need to expect opposition somewhere in some shape or another. And when that is the case, then in simple words, we need to have a thick skin. If we know that what we are doing is correct, It is something that pleases Allah Ta'ala. Then the whole world is saying something else. Maybe some friend has some dislike for us. Maybe sometimes our own family, because of a lack of understanding. Sometimes our own parents who wish well for us, but because of the lack of understanding of deen, they might discourage you. When we know what we are doing is correct, we definitely know this is what is pleasing, what pleases Allah Ta'ala. Other than this will displease Allah Ta'ala. Then we carry on. We don't look here, there, what other people are saying, what other people are thinking, how other people are looking at me, behind my back what they are saying. When I mention this verse, I always mention a verse, a hadith of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that he quotes, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that whoever displeases Allah for the sake of the pleasure of the people, whoever displeases Allah for the sake of the pleasure of the people, to keep someone else happy, then number one, Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with him. And number two, sooner or later, those very same people, Allah Ta'ala will turn their hearts away from him. Those very same people. Allah Ta'ala is in control of the hearts. He will make something happen, because of that those people will turn away from him. And whoever displeases the people for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with him. And sooner or later, Allah Ta'ala makes those very same people become pleased with him. Yes, nothing happens immediately. Allah Ta'ala tests us. And in that moment of the test, shaitan makes it look very difficult. But a person has to remain firm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself and thereafter all of the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen.
The day of Jumu'ah will begin soon. So in the month of Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah is especially valuable. So let us make the most of every single moment of it.